And it is Championship Saturday here at TCNJ. We welcome you in live to the Central Jersey Group 1 Final between Point Beach and Shore Regional. The opening kickoff taking place right now. It will be Jake Montero putting the ball all the way through the back part of the end zone. Beach will get it first down and 10 from their 20 under the direction of junior quarterback Jake Fioretti. He will hand it off the right side to Mike Fraunheim. Pick up a couple of yards, get close to the 23. Again, no pregame show, so we jump right into this one. Point Beach coming in to this game with a record of 9-2 off a humiliating 31-0 loss just a week ago at the hands of this Shore Regional team who won the division Class B Central. They are 10-1. The head coach is Mark Constantino in his 22nd year here as the Blue Devil head man. John Wagner in his third year here at Point Beach, 28th year overall. The Garnet Gulls now with a second down and 7. We are up and running in this first quarter. Motion across the wing T formation for Fraunheim. Here's the give to Joe Wagrzniak. He's tripped up at the 24-yard line by Doug Goldsmith. Gain of about a yard and a half. It will be third down and a little more than 5. Tommy Diamore, Bronson Liguori up front, Sean Strunches and Luke Moss the guards. Forrest Gardner is the center. Jake Fioretti, the quarterback, Joe Wagrzniak, Mike Fraunheim, and Marshall Gumbus, the three running backs. Noah Yates, the wide receiver, and number 11, Bill Barry, is the tight end. Tight end this time will go to the left side of the formation. Up top to the right is Yates, the top target, with 23 catches on the year. Fraunheim across the formation. Fioretti going to roll off to his right. Might tuck it and run. Look for the first down. Have it and a little bit more. Crossing the plane of the 35-yard line. Out now to the 39, where it will be first down and 10 for Point Beach. As we said, these teams played just about a week ago. Kevin Williams, as we wish a good morning to all of our listeners on behalf of the Shore Sports Network, Matt Harmon, Kevin Williams, Ed Sarluca, Brad Bioscano, Ray Malaspina here from TCNJ.
And this Point Beach team just shut out just a little over a week ago, managed just 170 yards of offense, a big first down to get a little momentum here on the opening drive on a cool but very nice Saturday morning.
Split back set for Fioretti. Well, Wagrzniak gets it. He falls down in the backfield. It'll be a loss of a yard, set up second and 11.
Matt, such a rare situation to have teams play back-to-back games with championships on the line in both of them. Shore winning the division title last week. Point Beach trying to get their first ever state sectional crown this morning. They've been here one other time in 1982. Their quarterback was Paul Strunches. Their starting right guard today is his son, Sean. Pretty interesting.
Shore with a 4-4 defense. We'll go through their starters in just a second. Second down here and 11. Lone wide receiver Noah Yates split out to the left side of the formation. And flags flying, as we'll have a procedure penalty against the Beach. Dennis Vaccaro and Brandon Nahart, the two defensive end. Chris Okupski and Matt Proto, the tackles. Chris Francisco and James Murphy are the outside linebackers. Doug Goldsmith and James Bedell, the middlemen. Jack Britton and Mike Moore, the corners. And Brian Miller is the lone safety. So after that 5-yard penalty, let's make it second and 16. Here for Beach, 9:08 and running in this first quarter. Shore came up just short a season ago in this game. Did win it back in 2010. Here's the give to Wagrzniak off the right side. Good blocking up front. And Wagrzniak able to power his way forward out over the 45 to the 46-yard line. That's a gain of just about 10. Francisco on the tackle, and it will leave Point Beach with a third down and 4.
Let me mention to WOBM AM listeners who are tuning in this morning to hear Inside the Law with Bob Novy. That show will air immediately following the conclusion of this game. Should be somewhere in the neighborhood of around 12:30 today.
We will be back on the air just prior to 4 o'clock for the Brick Colts Neck matchup, the Central Jersey Group 4 final that will take place right here from the home of the Lions at the College of New Jersey. Third and 4 with just over 8 minutes to go. We'll check in on the sideline in just a second with Ed Sarluca. Jake Fioretti will hand it off here. It's Wagrzniak going to try the right side again. And again, we'll have a first down into Shore Regional territory at the 49. Ed, cool, kind of crisp day here in December. Temperature in the 30s, but all in all, pretty good conditions.
Yeah, not bad, Matt. We did have a couple of kids slipping already, though. Heavy rains came through yesterday, stopped early this morning, so the field might be a little wet underneath. Of course, it is a synthetic turf field, so traction shouldn't be a problem, but look for some kids slipping every now and then.
First and 10, here's the give up the middle. This time it will be for Gumbus, who will smash forward to the 46-yard line, get about three, make it second and 7. Point Beach obviously trying to establish something here early on, Ed, and you would think that has to be the plan when you think about how this game played out a week ago.
Well, you know, when you prepare for a game like this, after having played just 7 days prior, you could look at the game films and dissect them pretty good and make your adjustments. Beach looks like they've done that very well.
Split back set, wing off to the right. That's Gombas, who will come in motion. The give is to Wagrizniak, trying the left side this time, able to turn the corner. He'll have the first down and more. Pushed out around the 36-yard line, James Bedell, one of the inside linebackers, making the tackle. And it will be another first down. And Kevin, already Beach here with multiple first downs on this drive, trying to shake off whatever ill effects. You would think emotionally they would have to come out pretty charged up for today's contest.
No question. And I think right now what you've got to say is the offensive line doing a great job firing off the football. They really got little going in the running game a week ago against a fairly big, sure group defensively. But so far, the Beach line doing a nice job.
First down and 10. Counterplay for Wagrizniak. He'll carry the load off the right side, get down to the 33-yard line for a gain of 2. As we will be able to talk about during the course of this one, anytime you've got a Group 1 school, you will see a wide variety of weights, especially on the offensive line. For Point Beach, they go as little as 185 with Bronson Liguori, the left tackle, to as high as 280 for Tommy D'Amore on the right side, 190, 225, and 215 in between. Second down, let's call it 8. We're almost midway through this first quarter. Good opening drive for the Beach. Wing receiver combo off the left side. Fioretti will keep it on a quarterback draw off the right side. Get forward to the 27-yard line for a gain of about 6. It'll be third down and 2 coming up for the Garnet Gulls.
Could have kept his feet that time. He would have picked up the first down. Actually kind of tripped over his own, but again, pretty good line. Nice job by Fioretti reading the play. Very patient. The Beach runners have been on this opening drive, letting holes develop.
Third down and 2. Yates, the single receiver, up top to the right. Wing off that side as well. Here's the dive play off the left. Quick give to Fraunheim. He will have the first down, breaking the plane of the 25, getting to the 24-yard line. Francisco from the outside linebacker spot on the tackle. And Point Beach continuing to chew up not only clock, but also a lot of yards on this drive. It was a drive that started at their own 20. They sit now at the Shore Regional 24.
Surprise for me so far, Matt, has been Fioretti. Only came in with 300 yards rushing on the year.
Here's Fraunheim off the right side. Breaks through the initial surge at the line of scrimmage and will work his way down inside the 20 to the 18-yard line. Tackle made by Miller and Bedell. They combine on the stop, but a 7-yard pickup will have it second down and 3. We are 7 minutes into this first quarter. No score on the board. This is still the opening drive. Point Beach in their away white uniforms today as the lower-seeded team. Red pants, red numerals, red and white helmets. Shore Regional, their home blues, white pants, and the blue helmets. Second and 3. Fioretti sends Fraunheim in motion from left to right across the formation. Wagrizniak starting right, coming left, stacked up in the line and drop. Matt Proto, the first man in on the scene. Just about maybe a small gain. They will spot it at the 17-yard line, move it forward a little bit. Now fourth down and a little bit longer than 2. Third down and a little longer than 2.
Interesting to see. They are in four-down territory. They have a really good kicker in Zach McCartney, a former soccer player. But going into the breeze a little bit, I would think on fourth they may go for it.
Split back set. Wing tight end off to the left. Fraunheim will motion and join Yates off the right side. Fioretti wanting to throw, looking for Yates in the back part of the end zone. And this one uncatchable for anyone. It will set up now a fourth down and long two. And it looks like the Beach will go for it here on fourth down.
Well, first passed attempt of the day. Not so sure I like the call.
I hate the call, Kevin.
Yeah. Rolling right, he really had nowhere to go except to throw it in that corner of the end zone. Yates was not open. If you're going to throw it, I would have preferred maybe just a little 2 or 3 yard pass to a wide receiver to try and get that first. But here we go, fourth down, first big play of the afternoon or the morning.
3:53 in the first quarter. Another pass, Fioretti looking to run, challenging the corner. He's tripped up. And Shore Regional holding on downs. Give a lot of credit to Brandon Nahart, the defensive end, for disrupting the play. Cleaned up by Bedell, far sideline. And after a great drive that took up more than 8 minutes on the clock, 8:13, no points on the board for the Beach. And Shore Regional getting their first crack with their hands on the football.
Boy, tough to hold it, Matt, for 8 minutes and come away with nothing. They had a third down and two. And they end up an incomplete pass and a rollout run to the right, and Shore gets the ball.
First and 10, here's Matt Mew, the senior quarterback. Fumbles the football on the snap, able to get it back. Will lose a yard in the busted play, give the tackle to Bill Barry, make it second and 11. Mew, 48 of 96 so far on the year, 672 yards, 8 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. Has 3 very good running backs that will join him in the backfield. Brian Miller leads the team with over 1,000 yards. Doug Goldsmith, good-looking sophomore. James Murphy has scored 5 touchdowns this year as well. Nick Kessler, the wide receiver, will split himself out formation left. Tight end back to the right. Here's Mew wanting to throw, puts it in the flat, and right in the hands of Kessler, who will haul in his 8th catch of the year. Take the ball out to the 23-yard line. A gain of 7. We'll leave it with a third down and about 4. And Kessler, the player right now, down on the Point Beach sideline.
Looks like he might have grabbed his ankle as he went down right after catching that pass. This is a Shore team, Matt, who ran for 236 yards on Thanksgiving Day. Really shredded the Point Beach defense. Leading the way for the Blue Devils was Miller with 103 yards. Guess what? Goldsmith added 103. That's the kind of balance and the problem Shore presents.
Give the rest of the starters here for Shore Regional as well while we have a second. Matt Proto and Chris O'Cupsby, the two tackles. Eric Graham, James Bedell inside. Cullen Wilbanks is the center. Defensively for Point Beach, a 6-2 alignment. 6 defensive linemen, Kevin Barry, Tanner Smith at the outside ends of the tackles. Sean Struncius, Forrest Gardner, Jacob DiLorenzo, and Bronson Liguori. Joe Wagrizniak and Bill Barry are the two linebackers. Jake Fioretti and Mike Fronheim, the corners. And Noah Yates is the single safety.
Yeah, just about everyone goes both ways for both of these teams. Our broadcast coverage today is powered by Sonny's Recycling in Waretown. If it's around your house or a construction site, turn it into cash. Always the highest price paid. No item too big or too small at Sonny's Recycling.
Well, it must be a fairly serious injury because they are taking their time with Kessler right now. He's on the Point Beach sideline, made the catch.
It looks like they're working on the right knee.
The right knee, maybe.
It
is the right knee. I'm about 5 feet away here.
You know, he caught the pass, just the sideline route, but it might have been the way he fell to the turf after that.
When the knee came down a little bit awkward and that's what they're checking, the right knee, both sides.
We are playing, as Ed mentioned, on a turf complex. It rained certainly yesterday and last night. Now, the rain on the turf would not be a problem, but it's pretty chilly. Turf's probably a little bit hard as well. Temperatures around game time in the mid to upper 30s, and it's not going to get all that much warmer today for 4 state championship football games here, 2 of which we are going to bring this to you. This one, and of course, at 4 o'clock, the Brick Colts Neck Central Jersey sectional championship game.
The Shore Conference guaranteed of at least 2 sectional champions. Barnegat, they'll take their crack with Delsey. Manalapan will play tomorrow, and Rumson with an undefeated Wequiac team later today.
Well, the good news is Kessler is walking under his own power.
Well,
a little
really.
Help.
Not really. He's got 2 players right now. He cannot put any weight on that right knee, guys. He's having to get 2 players right now. So he's hopeful for the rest of this one.
Should get back to action here as soon as Kessler, being helped off by a couple of teammates, makes his way back to the Shore Regional sideline.
Kessler had 7 receptions for 147 yards and a touchdown. This Shore team does not throw it all that much. And his spot will be taken by, like Jack Britton.
Jack Britton, number 27, will split out as the single receiver off to the right. Man in motion is Miller. He'll get it. Pitch around the right side, looking for the first down. Not going to have it as he dove over the 25, got to the 26-yard line. It's going to be short of the first down by about a yard. Coming on for the first time, we'll see the punt team for Shore Regional. Matt Mew, their quarterback, doubles as the punter and will kick this one away when he steps into it about his own 13-yard line. The Beach will send 2 players back deep. Fraunheim is one, Barry the other. Mild pressure coming, and Mew gets off a dandy of a kick. High, hanging, spiraling job. Fielded by Barry at the 32-yard line. Spins away from one tackle and gets forward out over the 42 to the 43 for about an 11-yard return. Good one for Bill Barry, the senior tight end and middle linebacker. So Point Beach dominating time of possession. They'll get it back here. They'll actually give him an extra yard out to the 44-yard line. 2:20 to go. No score on this one. Central Jersey Group 1 final between Point Beach and Shore Regional.
We'll give Alex Johnson credit for the special teams tackle as the Garnet Golds with their second possession. And we'll start, as Matt said, excellent field position.
Yates this time will split out. Single receiver to the right side of the formation. Tight end wing to the left. Here's the get for Gumbus. He will into Shore Regional territory, get to the 49-yard line. Tackled by Miller and Goldsmith. Second down and 3 coming up.
Again, Point Beach with a positive first down play, 7 yards.
I think everyone, Kevin, was shocked at the score last week when these teams played. Finish the point in a second here on a 2nd and 3. Ball set from the right hash mark. Here's the give to Fraunheim. He'll have a first down. Breaks off a tackle. 35-30, 25-20. Going to his right. 15-10. Dives forward. Gets close to the 5-yard line. Finally tripped up by Brian Miller, who will make the tackle. Big run by the junior Mike Fraunheim, who takes it deep into Point Beach, Shore Regional territory.
Well, again, they've had no trouble breaking through the line of scrimmage, not getting touched for a few yards, and that time he bounced off a tackler and broke it to the outside, and only Miller's effort not to give up on the play prevented a touchdown, but the Gulls will take this one first and goal from about the 7.
That's a good call, Kevin.
First down and goal from the 7. Yates, Fraunheim. The combination up top to the right. Wagrzniak gets it. Hard sledding off the right side. Tripped up short of the 5-yard line at about the 6. Good interior pressure that time coming up. Brandon Nahart occupying that left defensive end spot. Sealed the edge and got a host of blue jerseys in on the tackle. Rinse out of a minute to go here in this first quarter. No score between Point Beach and Shore, though the Garnet Gulls trying to change that here with a 2nd and goal from the 6. Here's the gift to Fraunheim off the right side, diving forward into the end zone. Broke through the linebacking core for Shore Regional, and Point Beach strikes first in this game. It is a 6-yard touchdown run for Mike Fraunheim, who will score on the ground for the 10th time this year.
Well, after holding it for over 8 minutes and coming up without a point on their first possession, the Gulls strike pretty quick on this one, an outstanding drive all on the ground, and Michael Fraunheim's 10th touchdown of the season has given the Beach the early lead.
Zach McCartney on for the extra point. He's got 31 of them already. He's not going to have 32. This one is blocked. Jack Britton and Mike Moore both coming off the left end to make that block. We do have points in this one. Point Beach striking first. They lead Shore Regional late first quarter, 6-0. We're back in 30 seconds with more state playoff final action on the Shore Sports Network.
Our first score of the day brought to you by the Brick IHOP, where you can purchase their loving card for just $5. It supports children's specialized hospitals and gives you discount coupons. Spread the love with the Brick IHOP on Route 88.
Point Beach, after their touchdown, will kick it off here. This one a squib kick back to the second level off the foot of McCartney as Jack Britton goes back and handles it. Sophomore who just made the block on the extra point. And here come the Blue Devils who just beat this Point Beach team. We won't try to belabor it, but it is a major theme into this game. 31-0 the score last week to win the B-Central Championship, go undefeated within the division, take a 10-1 mark as the top seed here in Central Jersey Group 1. On first down and 10, here's the carry for Miller going around the left end, and he is tripped up in the backfield, coming up hard to make the tackle the corner. Jake Fioretti. Not bad for your quarterback to make a stick like that. Loss of 3. It'll be 2nd and 13.
This will probably be the final play of a first quarter that has been totally dominated by the Beach. Over 100 yards of offense already on their first two drives.
Well, Shore doesn't have to snap. It doesn't look like they will. Our first quarter has come to a close. Point Beach 6. Shore Regional, nothing. We step out for 30 seconds with one quarter in the books. We're back for the start of the second. Right after this quick break, you're listening to the Central Jersey Group 1 Final live on the Shore Sports Network.